KGYU and ABLC. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I wasn't sure if you'd be around yet or not. I finally made it to the basement. Only took me about 5 minutes, a couple of steps, sit on the step, two more, three more steps. I can't even imagine what it's going to take me to get back upstairs, Bill.
Well, at least you made it down there in record time. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, it's better than nothing. I started, you know, you get these things in your head, or at least I do. I get things that I know I have to do, and I come down with the purpose of getting on the radio just to BS for a little while, and next thing I know, I'm in two different projects, tearing apart something that's busted, trying to repair it, found the circuit board that's bad. I'm having a great time here. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, good for you. It's good to stay busy. What was wrong? One of your radios not working, or what?
No, it's a cutter that I, a vibrating saw, for the right word. My DeWalt, it's not that old, and it's only got about 100 hours on it, but apparently it just decided to up and die on me, and I started pricing the parts for the repair. The circuit board's over $200, and it's like, nah, I can buy one on eBay used. Someone don't use it anymore for 50 probably, so I'll scout around to find what I'm looking for.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's cheaper just to buy a new one than to go find, you know, brand new parts for those things, and I think that's intentional, but, yeah, find one that nobody's using. Oh, pardon me, that nobody's using, or, you know, pick up a scrap somewhere, but yeah, I agree with you, and they don't make these things to last anymore. It used to be you could buy a tool and it would almost last you your lifetime.
Yeah, that's in the good old days when people cared about their workmanship. So far I've found, you know, after taking this thing apart and taking the nuts and screws and the chassis apart, I'm finding things where there was parts left inside of it just floating around inside the casing. I don't see where they go. There's no loose screws anywhere. So I found nuts, lack of grease in a few spots. You know, just stupid stuff. But maybe it was put together on a Friday or a Monday morning, let's say that. That way they had their busy weekend and got partying down, and when they came back Monday, they just didn't care.
Well, most likely it was a bunch of overworked, overtired Chinese people, underpaid.
Oh, yeah, that's highly possible. Purse makers, you know, I watch these commercials and see things that, being ex-government, I find things on there that are kind of despairing. I mean, there's no reason to work people to death, men or women, or kids, for that matter. I've seen some videos with these kids that are running sewing machines that's just upsetting. I mean, the kids can't be 15, 13, maybe 10, 12. You know, young kids, and they're working their butts off for 50 cents a week or something. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we've got, you know, people screaming in this country about slavery that was 200 years ago, but they're not saying anything about the slavery going on this day and age all around the world.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's atrocious is what it is, but there ain't nothing we can do except try and correct it, and if they don't want to be corrected, there's always going to be the outlaws that run under the table, no matter how long, when, where, what you hit them with, give them jail term. That's like this animal cruelty stuff. My God, it's unbelievable what people do to their animals. chain them up outside 10 below zero, they don't think nothing about it. And I would just love to have someone do that in front of me, or the guy that whips the hell out of his dog because he didn't sit right on the moment, and no, not happening. I may be old, but I'm wiry. Go ahead.
You just can't navigate stairs quickly, that's all, but you still got it, bud. No, I'm with you. I don't understand why people have animals in the first place if they're not going to pay attention to them. What's the point?
Couldn't agree with you more. And that's just where I go most of the time. It's like me and Oliver. Oliver's my golden retriever. And he's so spoiled. He's just, if I'm here, he's here. And where I am, he am too. And he goes out with me. Then my Shih Tzu, before she died, she went to work with me for 30 years. I'd take her to work. She'd go underneath my desk. And I'd be filling out and handing out assignments for the guys. And, oh, you know, here's Winnie waiting on treats because everybody would bring her in a bone or a biscuit or something, a cookie. And she was just, she gained so much weight. I had to put her on a diet when I retired. I said, time for you to go get skinny. And she did, but then she died on me. So, but she was 18. She had a good year.
Yeah, we have one of those runt dogs here at the house as well, Boss of Us. She's an English setter, a tricolor English setter. Her name is Pi, and she's 10 years old. She'll be 11 in April, and she acts like a puppy. Oh, she'll be 11. Oh, she'll be 10. Okay. My mistake.
Doesn't matter as long as she's healthy and happy. Have you ever had your dog's teeth pulled?
No, we have not. Basically because they say that they have to knock them out to do it, and we've put it off because I just don't want to knock her out. And so we thought, well, if she ever does have to be knocked out, they can do her teeth at the same time. They're not too bad, but they could be done.
Yeah, that's a plus. That's something you should do, really. Knocking them out. They give them just enough sedative to... Sometimes they're not completely out. They're in the twilight zone and just don't care what you're doing. But Winnie, they had to knock her out. And, you know, that was, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. The thing that got me was when it was all said and done, they had to pull two of her back teeth that were cavity ridden, I guess, and they had to pull them out. So the bill went from $390 to almost $500. And it's like, good God Almighty, don't cost me that much to have my teeth cleaned, and they're not even mine anymore. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I know these pet places, they have you coming and going. It's expensive. But no, this little girl, she can chew a tree to a stump if she wanted to. We can't give her any of those little soft, cushy toys because she'll eat the squeak out of them. But we have to give her those real hard things that are for aggressive chewers. But a couple of years ago, Terry was trimming the lilac forest and cut off a branch. It was probably about 1.5 inches in diameter, and cut it into a workable size for her, and she has yet to chew that thing up. That is some hard wood, but anything else, she just shreds. She'll turn it into a shiv.
Oh, yeah. I do the same thing. Mine ain't lilac bushes, though, but we got maple trees and bigger branches. Sometimes the wind knocks them down, and Oliver will run out there and grab a couple, 4 or 5 of them, and stack pile them up on the deck under his, I got a, one of the benches that I made is in the, against the house, and I put a canvas over it, so it's, water don't get through the slots or slits in the wood, And, you know, that's her, or his, I should say, home. When I let him out and he gets tired of laying in the sun or wants cold water, he goes underneath that bench and just curls up and goes to sleep for a few hours, nice and cool under there for him. It's against the house. And, you know, after about an hour, I get worried about him and go out and get him, and he's right there for me. He's always wanting to go play, and he's getting old. He's a little younger than yours. Ollie is, I believe he's seven. About seven, give or take a year. I got it marked down, but I never remember it. But he's quite the card. He wants to play. Constantly run, get the ball, throw the ball. Come on, throw the ball. I want to go get the ball. And he'll do that about 10 times, and then he just flops down and says, okay, that's enough. I'm going to sleep now.
Yeah, Pi will, she will go and go and go until she just collapses. But how does Ollie like the snow?
It's playtime. All over. He'll get out there and roll in it. Play in it, roll in it, come back. Just, he looks like the abominable snowman when he comes back in. We got to chase him out the back door and tell him to go shake off. And you know, the sucker will do.
Yeah, Pi's the same way. She loves the snow. She goes out and she slides down the hill. So we call it, you know, go out there and go snow plowing, because she just comes in covered, and it's all stuck to her because she's got like a, you know, the longer hair on her legs and chest. She's got the typical setter cut, and it's kind of grown out. So all this wet snow just clings to her in big, fat balls, and oh my gosh, it's so hard to get off of her. But we don't have the heart to say no. She just has so much fun. And then Terry will go out, and he'll start shoveling, and he tosses it at her up in the air, and she just jumps right into it. She just, oh, I've never seen an animal have so much fun in the snow. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. That's the way they like it. They just got to play when they got to play, and they know what you're doing. Mine likes to play snowballs. And I will throw a snowball at him, and he'll run around it and avoid it. Definitely, he knows it's coming, and he'll watch me out of, you can see him watching you out of the side of his eye, you know, and you get ready to throw it, and all of a sudden, he'll jump over about 3 feet and then start bouncing around like a rabbit, waiting on me to throw that darn snowball. And he's quite the card. But he's got the same hair yours does. It's real long, comes out between their toes. And I usually, when it starts getting warm, they're not real hot weather dogs, you know. Yeah, 70, 75, no sweat, 80. But he gets panting and real bad, so I give him cool water. And I take him over to the dog salon and have him give him a bath and a sponge and a deep basting, and then trim him down to 3/8 of an inch or half inch long hair. And by winter time, fall when it gets here, it's all grown back out again. You'd never know how handsome he was before that.
Oh, I know. She looks so nice when she goes to the bump shop and gets all trimmed up. And lately, we've been having to, used to only have to do it like twice a year, but lately, we're looking at 3 or 4 times. Her hair is just growing so quickly and so thick that, yeah, she's got to go to the bump shop more often than not, just about the same as me. But, yeah, in the summertime, we take her over to the park for the, and she loves to swim. Because, it's, you know, when it gets real hot, the way she likes to run, I just don't like her to do it because she overheats so quickly. So we stick her in the lake to get her exercise, and she loves it. We got to chuck it, and Terry will chuck the ball out into the lake, and she goes after it and brings it back.
N-A-G-Y-U. Yes, you're right. The same thing as mine. But I got her own swimming pool, or him, I should say. one of those kids' swimming pools from Walmart. You know, they're, I don't know, $5, $6, something like that, about 8 inches deep. And I fill that up with water for him every year. He's been running that in that. He just walks over there and flops down in it, curls up, puts his head on the rim of the swimming pool, and kids are not allowed. And that's funny, between that and koi. A couple times he's jumped in the koi pond to cool off because I didn't give him enough water in his personal pool. So he goes out and swims with the koi.
NABLC. Well, this is where we differ. We went and got her years ago a little blue pool, I'm assuming that's what you're talking about, and filled it up, and she wouldn't have anything to do with it. She would put her front feet in there and look back at it like, what am I supposed to do with this? So she never took to the little blue pool, but she will run and jump off a dock or, you know, plow off the beach into the water any day of the week. But, no, she will not get into a pool. Not one of those little baby pools. Not a chance.
Yeah, well, it didn't take him long to get used to that. And, in fact, I think, well, before the two pin pins died on me, or got rid of one of them. The Minkins are another kind of a breed that's half, they look like a Doberman if you don't know what they are. They're a Doberman, but in miniature, sub-miniature, you know, 5 pound range, 7 pounds. And I had a male and female, not for breeding, because I have all my animals are fixed, but, you know, they was the ones that started it, and Oliver was just a baby at that time. And I brought him in, and he was looking at these min pins, and they're a quarter his size. And Jesus, criminy, they went in and got in their pools, and they started having fun. And the next thing you know, Oliver's in the pool. And can't keep him out of the darn thing now. He just wants to be a pool person, you know. Can I get you a drink, monsieur?